Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. So it is so tough to actually comprehend that today is July 2nd, and in 2 days is already July 4th. We're in the second half of 2020. Despite the pandemic, the days are going by quite fast, and the months are starting and ending before we even realize it. I really don't think I'm the only one who is just puzzled on how fast time goes by, even while being home in quarantine. So, because we want to talk about the 4th of July, which is coming up in 2 days on Saturday, I want to say some do's and don'ts to make it a safe day. It's actually officially a federal holiday in the United States, and it's commemorating the Declaration of Independence. First of all, do you know when the Declaration of Independence was written? Well, it was on July 4th, 1976. I printed it out. And actually, in Austin, I think that's in Texas, they have a Zoom call where people can help take turns reading the Declaration of Independence. And since it's quite long, I don't think I'm going to read it by myself, but you can Google it, and it will come up under, I don't see the link on my printout here, but you can Google it and print out the Declaration of Independence in PDF form, so you do have it in case you want to read it with somebody or you want to look at it and see what actually all transpired during that declaration. Quite interesting. So how do we celebrate Independence Day usually in the USA? With fireworks, family reunions, concerts, barbecues, picnics, parades, baseball games, and so on and so forth. Though this does not seem to be the case this year, we need to respect and abide by the laws, the guidelines, the rules for safety, and to make sure that we don't spread that virus further, since it's already on the up again. Six states have been declared with serious increase in COVID-19 already. Now, honestly, I don't believe everything I hear because there are so many false positive tests that have been identified that I don't know how accurate those numbers are. And I don't want to live in fear, nor do I want to put fear into anybody else's bones. It is what it is. And as long as we keep ourselves protected and don't go out and be a carrier, because we can be a carrier whether we know it or not, we don't even have to be sick. So as long as we're cautious about that and respect one another, respect the physical distancing and social activity on the computer, telephone, email, you know, there's so many ways of doing in Skype, Zoom. There's so many different ways that we can actually see each other, FaceTime, talk to each other and see each other so we don't feel that lonely, because that physical distancing is really getting old and makes it a little bit tough on some of us. Now, I'm blessed that I am in touch with people every day via computer or phone, and that I don't mind so much, but other people have a different thing. So all these things that I mentioned that we normally do don't seem to be happening in my area. fireworks have been shut down and the bars have been closed again. The beaches are closed, so people are not gathering too closely together. So what are we going to do? Can we celebrate the 4th of July? What is actually a celebration? Does it have to be rowdy, outdoors, big things, or can it be in a calmer area where we do something like the Declaration of Independence, like spend quality time with the family and with the children? So many other things. Like, you know, I just read or write poems about what the 4th of July means to us, see what certain areas do and maybe follow them on the internet and have some fun. Or if you can drive by somewhere in the car and just not get out and see something. You know, there are so many options. Let's find the good and positive options. Let's also be aware that a lot of places are going to be closed between July 3rd, which is Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and some even on Monday. So from the 3rd to the 6th, a lot of offices are closed. So if you need something, you better do it today because tomorrow the offices are closed. Not all of them, but a lot of them. There was a huge list and I don't feel like reading them all off. So that's one thing. So things to do or not to do that I mentioned. Well, as I said, first of all, spend some time with your family. Enjoy them. Work with them. Look at some poems. I Googled 4th of July poems, and there are so many. There is one that has the flag on it. It says, "Let us remember the day of choice, the pride that gave us all. Give a salute to those because of whom we stand tall. A day full of love and peace. Make the most of it today, as it's the Independence Day. Happy 4th of July." That's one. Then there is another one. Let me see if I can get this bigger so I can read it. Oops, where did it go? Okay, here, let me see. All right. Ooh, small print. "The 4th of July" by Lenore Hetrick. Hooray, cheer, this is the big day of the year. And why is that? You're asking why? Because, my dear, it's the 4th of July. Ah, that's a day for a big parade, and that's a day for shouting made, a day for whooping and for cheer. I call it the best day of the year. In 1776, our country was in an awful fix. King George III, a tyrant, he made us pay taxes on our tea. Now all our forefathers looked so grim, said they, we'll just attend to him. We were certainly meant to be equal and free, as we'll show the king across the sea. Then what did they do? Yes, it's really true. But of course, I need not tell it to you. That declaration you know so well, then the king's soldiers did swiftly rebel. Now, it was on that 4th of July, and it brings a tear of joy to my eye, that the declaration of the king was made. It throws all other events in the shade. So, hooray, I cheer. It's the only day of the whole big year. Let's join the parade that's marching by, and let's give three cheers for the 4th of July. So there's lots of them out there. And as I said, since we're not going to attend new parades and functions like that, we need to do certain things at home. So those are some poems to read that you can actually Google and find, or start creating your own, you know. Do something with it. There's so many different variations. Then I looked at the 25 best patriotic 4th of July movies to watch this holiday. The first one that came up is with Tom Cruise in 4th of July activities. Let me see. Okay. 1776 is one. The American President. Oh, yeah, with Doug. That's a fun one. I watched that one a few times already. I really love that one, The American President. Then National Treasures. It's from Disney. My husband loves that one a lot. Zero Dark Thirty. I don't know. Air Force One with Harrison Ford. I love that one. Jaws was made in 1975. I haven't seen. Top Gun, 1986 with Tom Cruise. Pretty fun movie. 8, Independence Day was made in 1996. You can get it on Amazon. Especially if you have Prime, you can get it there. Yankee Doodle Dandy, 1942. Looks like a fun one. And I think I've seen that one too. Number 10 was Tom Cruise again. Born on the 4th of July. 11, Young Mr. Lincoln. Filmed in 1939. You can watch that on Amazon. 12, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Oh my, that's cool. That looks almost like out of the Miracle on 34th Street. But it's not. So it's actually quite a fun one. And it looks like it could be black and white. Probably is, 1939. The 13th movie is Glory, done in 1989. The 14th, The Longest Day with John Wayne in 1962. 15, A League of Their Own. I love that one. With Gina Davis and Lori Petty. Play a competitive pair of sisters in the film loosely adapted from the real-life All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. So that's a fun one that you can watch definitely with the family. 16, The Sandlot, 1993. 17, Forrest Gump, which is definitely a family movie, 1994. You can watch it on Amazon. 18, Apollo 13, Amazon. It's with Tom Hanks. 19, Saving Private Ryan, filmed in 1998. You can watch on Amazon. I love that one. It's an amazing movie. 20, The Patriot, with Mel Gibson, done in 2000. 21, Pearl Harbor, in 2001. You can watch on Amazon. 22, Miracle. It's a Disney movie, made in 2004. 23, Hidden Figures. You can watch it on Amazon. 24, Captain America, the First Avenger, 2011. Watch it on Amazon. And the 25th of the 25 tops is I Know What You Did Last Summer, 1997. So those are the 25 recommendations that I found to make sure you have some fun to watch some good movies and go from there so you don't have to go out too much. You can go for a little walk with the family or something, but just keep safe and keep your physical distance. And then I thought, well, maybe some activities might be fun, depending on how old your children are. There is a website, and the link is, put it in, it's https://www.learning, then the number 4, and then kids, kids.net/2015/12/12/27/painting-fireworks. And it has so many activities for firework activities, starting from kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, algebra 1 and 2, geometry, pre-calculus, all things that you can do for fun, for and for math or fireworks or something like that. So that would be a good website to look at, to find some activities you can do with the family, especially if you do have children of different age groups. Keep them all busy and have some fun. If you need anything, there right now here it shows like paper plates and toilet paper rolls, empty ones that they cut up and made, cut the bottom to make it like for fireworks. It looks really nice. So there's a lot there. And, of course, there are our favorite songs, God Bless America and the Star Spangled Banner, and there's another one. So let's just use the positive things that we have on our disposition, at our fingertips, and make the best out of it. It's not all about food. It's not all about drinking. It's not all about screaming and yelling and hollering and pushing and shoving. It's actually meant as a reflection of that Declaration of Independence, which is so important. And I think, I challenge you to read it. If you don't have it in your house, Google it, print it out, and read it. And talk about it, reflect upon it, and see what's helping and how things have changed since 1776. Man, things they conquered, they overcame, are coming back as problems. And that should not be the case. We're all precious people, and we all deserve to make each other and ourselves happy. No matter where we come from, what we do, how we look like, who cares? We're all God's children, and that's what matters most. So I think I gave you a little bit of insight of what we can do instead of going out and waiting for fireworks that might or might not happen. As I said, here in Long Beach, they are not going to happen, though I did have fireworks and firecrackers for the last 3 weeks, every evening from 5:30 till about 11 o'clock. And the police couldn't do anything about it because just by looking out the window at night, I could not see where it was. I had an approximation, but that still was within a mile or 2 mile radius. And that makes it a little bit difficult for them to drive around or go and place their cars in the streets and alleys to see what they can find when there are more pressing matters on hand. So that's it. I just want to wish everybody a very happy, healthy, and blessed 4th of July. And if you reflect upon yourself, your life, what you do and what you could do, you reflect whether you're your best, your very best, be it in health, in mindset, body, finances, or whatever. If you decide you need help with any of those three, or you would like to get healthy and maybe after a while with the doctor's help, reduce some medication to feel better, maybe lose some weight or in some cases gain some weight, please let me know. I'm here for you. That's what I do. That's what my passion is, to guide people towards better health. And I definitely have enough experience as a former nurse, fitness trainer, and now certified transformational health and wellness coach, as well as I've been in the boat of being seriously obese. I was close to getting morbidly obese, and I dropped down to a size 2 and size 4. So, and I'm feeling great, energized, happy, and really healthy now. And I transformed more so than my body. I transformed my mind. And that's what's really, really helping me now. Because a positive mind creates a healthy body. whereas a negative mind causes illness. It's just a fact of life. And anything, I'm not a doctor, but I'm there to create awareness, and that's exactly what I want to do. So anybody who wants to join me this year, or this month even, or today even, please let me know. You can email me at dythomson@gmail.com, or text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956, and let me know that you would like to spend a few minutes with me to evaluate whether or not I can help you. And that's about it for right now. Also, if you have suggestions or questions, or you would like to be on my show, use my email address or my voicemail or text to leave me a precise message so I can get back to you and see what we can do. Because I'd love to have more guests on my show and share how we can pull healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances all together. Because that's in just about any case. So here, I haven't really talked much about that. But fireworks in dry areas create fires. Fires, injuries, or death. That in itself creates medical cost. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a catch-22. So when we abide by the rules, by the law, and do what's safe and best for us, we can avoid all those things. And that's why a happy, healthy mindset is key number one, in my opinion. So I hope I was able to give you a little bit of courage, a little bit of different ideas on what you can do this weekend and how you can have fun together as a family, do some painting, do some poetry, read the Declaration of Independence, watch some great movies together. And I gave you a list of 25. And if you don't remember them, you can go back and listen to it because it's all on the show. The transcript is very short. It doesn't have everything in it because I'm very limited to characters. And I reached the amount there so I couldn't add everything to it. But anyway, what's important, I did stress orally here, and you can get it. Even if you have to re-listen to that part again, that's okay. And you may share this video with everybody. That it's all archived. You can go back to 5+ years and see what I talked about and see what the transcripts are. Sometimes I'm able to hyperlink a link, and sometimes I'm not. It just depends on what the rules are with Blog Talk Radio. Anyways, that's it for today. Happy 4th. Stay blessed and healthy, and I look forward to talking with you next week. And if you have any questions, again, suggestions, or you just want to explore whether or not I can help you getting healthy or healthier, I would love to hear from you. Thanks so much. Until next week.